Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rashid Wyatt, Buffalo's University District Councilman, is joining us live this morning following Tuesday's primary results. Rashid, good morning. What are you thinking about Mayor Brown right now? Do you think that he should wage a write-in campaign?
Well, you know, as an elected official, you do what you need to do, what you think you have to do for the residents. And, you know, I don't want to speak that to that. I mean, that's his choice. You know, I know it's an uphill battle to do something like that, but, you know, that's on him.
How is this going to change the way the city council operates going forward?
Well, I just think that the council, I think, has shown that it's going to adapt to whomever's in office. I'm hoping that we can have some common ground on issues. She seems to be someone that cares dearly about the residents, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity. So, the mayor, we've had our differences. We've tried to work with him on various issues. Sometimes it didn't seem to work. There were some times that we did work together, but some of the bigger issues, like your school zone cameras, it didn't seem to work. So I'm just looking for the opportunity to really improve our relationship and really deliver for the people who have elected us.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those school zone speed cameras, the differences that you just mentioned. How much of a role do you think that had to do with the results on Tuesday?
I think you would be foolish to think it didn't have a role to play, because I think I've heard from people who felt that they didn't want to continue with him because he felt he went very hard on that. And that's where I can go, because I don't have any scientific information, but you would think the numerous people who were affected with the fines and fees, just the process of trying to get their money back when they went to appeal, you know, I think that was pretty agitating for some folks, and it probably had something to do. I'm not going to say it had the most thing to do, but I think that had something to do, definitely.
But it definitely was, you could call it, an agitating factor one way or the other. Can you think of many other issues in your time as a councilman where you've received the amount of feedback for such a prolonged period of time as that particular issue?
Not in my time, and I've only been a council member for almost 7 years now, and I don't think that there was anything that was sustained like the school's own camera issue. And I think the other piece is just the shelf life of an elected official. I mean, people are happy with you for a moment, and if you're doing the things that they need to do, they're really happy and satisfied. But then it becomes a time when they just kind of feel that you don't hear them. And I think sometimes if we stay in office and we don't listen to the people, it at some point has an effect that puts us to sit on the sideline. So
it seemed too, Rashid, that the council was willing to compromise on the speed limit of those speed cameras in the school zones, and the mayor never wanted to budge on that at all.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's what it seemed like. I mean, I know the council went through a number of iterations working with the administration, and it just never seemed to come to pass. And these were issues that we heard from our residents, and it wasn't just we didn't want to do what the mayor wanted to do. This is the things that we're called to do as elected officials, that our voice is the voice of the people. And so it just seemed to never materialize when we looked at making those changes. We wanted new signage. We wanted the beacons moved out further so that people can see them and all those things. And many of those things in my district did not occur. And so that was, I'm sure, part of the situation that led to people's choice to change in leadership.
What is, you know, as someone who's had experience in the council, had experience dealing with the mayor's office in this current administration, what do you think is the learning curve for a newcomer into the world of politics to be able to get those things done? I mean, it's one thing to have the idea, but to actually come up with the plan that's laid out on paper and, you know, bought and paid for and everything like that. What type of learning curve is there?
Well, I know as a new council member, and I've been in leadership most of my career, so when you are a natural leader, there's things that you know to do and how to respond and how to get feedback and make sure that you keep the right people around you to make things happen. So I think the learning curve is going to be pretty high, but from me, from what I'm hearing, she has some pretty sharp people around her, so we'll see how that works out. I hope that she'll come in with a mandate to work with the council, because I think there's some things that we have some common ground on. And so I think that it could be an easier turning learning curve if we can work together. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is about the residents. It's not about a political party. We've gone through some frustrating times over the last couple of years, and I just hope that we can shine a bright light on really delivering for the people. I mean, people are tired of politics as usual. During this pandemic, they've gone through so many issues. Now it's time for us to help them heal and help them know that their government, the people they elected for them, is working on their behalf, not our own.
Have you reached out to India Walton, or do you plan to?
As a council, I hope that we will plan to do it, because I think we all need to be on the same page. And for me, I want to hear that we all are hearing the same thing. I've talked to her briefly. Matter of fact, she came to one of my cleanups last month, in which I was pretty surprised and encouraged, because we had a brief conversation. And like I said to her, I know we have some things that we may differ on, but I'm sure we have a lot of common ground in moving the city forward and making sure we deliver for our residents.
Is it going to be a strange six-month period? Will many things happen in between now and November and then now in January?
Well, we still have a city to run. We still have some challenges that we have to deal with. And I think this Common Council has shown that we're going to do what we need to do for the residents of the city of Buffalo. So I think it's going to be business as usual, because at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and we're going to do our job during this time of this 6 month until we finalize who's going to be the mayor, because I know that's still an open question, because there's still a process that Mayor Brown can pursue. But until that time, the council, we are elected, we have a job to do, and we're going to continue to do it.
You know, she has outlined in her platform that she wants to be hands-on when it comes to education. She's also talked about police reform. She wants to cut $7.5 million from the police budget. What concerns do you have with her direction for the city?
To be quite honest with you, I don't have concerns as far as those things go. I'm sure some of my colleagues may have, but it's about negotiations, and I hope that we can negotiate those things that we may differ on, and the things that we agree on, let's move forward, because I understand the issues of education. I've had some meetings with folks regarding education. I've had meetings with folks regarding police reform. So those are things that I believe we have some common ground, and hopes that we can get others engaged and involved, because this got to be a team effort, you know. And I think so many times we go through this process in silos, and I think that's a mistake. And I think to deliver for the residents of the city, we have to come out of those silos, put our egos to the side, and make sure we deliver for the children, for the residents, and for the people in general.
Rashid, always appreciate the conversation. That's Rashid Wyatt, University District Councilman in the city of Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.